Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadyate Satharine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Everybody, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Timitandasya Gyananjanachalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam rupa kadam mayam tadati svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vithamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Thank you very much. I am very, very grateful for this opportunity to be amongst all of you. And for the chance to make some effort to serve you by speaking a few words. Thank you very much for being here. As we were chanting, and I was witnessing the joy many of you were exhibiting while singing and dancing, I was remembering the wisdom of our great spiritual tradition and our scriptures. Anandamayo Vyasat, that everyone is seeking pleasure. It is something we all have in common, despite or regardless our nationality, our sex, our race, our religion, our social status, or even our species. Everyone is seeking pleasure. And according to Bhagavad Gita, the reason we are all seeking pleasure is because it is our nature. It is our very essence. The conscious force that gives the body life is spiritual. Its constitutional nature, in Sanskrit, is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. But unfortunately, in the world today, people pursue quantitative rather than qualitative values and experiences in life. People think that pleasure will mean to amass more wealth, to amass more power, more fame, more prestige. But the more you have, the more you have to fight like anything to keep it. Because the more you have, there are more people who want to take it from you, who want to destroy you. It's not easy. But the main consideration, what is happiness? Happiness is a thing of the heart. It's not something of the mind or the senses. The mind and the senses can be engrossed in all sorts of pleasurable sensations. But it's empty, it's shallow, it's superficial. unless there's peace and joy in the heart. And there is only one thing that actually brings real pleasure to the heart. That is love. If you have no one to repose the propensity to love in, and no one to receive love from, life is all just mental and sensual, shallow, superficial. And essentially, the source of that need for love is the soul's relationship with God. In the Vedas, the scriptures of India, one of God's great names is Krishna, which means all attractive, all beautiful. The ultimate object and the ultimate reciprocator of our propensity to love and be loved. And to the degree we establish that relationship, our life has a very strong foundation. That foundation can keep us strong, or as we say, transcendental, through all the inevitable dualities in the world we live in. If someone comes to your house, if you have a beautiful house, or whatever your house is, people may say, the architecture is magnificent. The furniture is beautiful. The artwork is wonderful. But how many people have ever come to your house and said, you have a spectacular foundation? Have you ever heard that? Because the foundation cannot be seen. Cannot be seen. But it holds up the entire house. If the foundation crumbles, the entire home crumbles. The temple we're sitting in today, so many beautiful pictures and carved wood and marble, and we're marveling over all of it. But I ask any of you, have you ever come into this temple and just thought to yourself, what a fantastic foundation under this building? Raise your hand if you've ever come in and thought that way. But everything is resting upon that foundation. The most important things in life are things that we cannot sensually perceive. And in the Bible, it is said there that you should build your house on a foundation of rock. You should not build your house on a foundation of shifting sands. Because if you build your house on the foundation of shifting sands, the first storm, no matter how magnificent it may be, it will be ripped to the ground. But if you build your house on a foundation of stone, no matter how many storms or hurricanes or winds or snows or rains, everything will stand. Just a few years ago, I was in Bombay. That's where I live. I'll never forget one morning. It was exactly 3:49 in the morning. No, actually, 3:59, I'm sorry. And I was just waking up. And I sleep on a straw mat on the floor. So I was just waking up, and all of a sudden, all the shutters of the windows were just making loud racket, moving around, and all the doors were banging and banging. Books were tumbling off the bookshelves. vases were coming off the off tables and falling to the ground and cracking. And the entire floor was vibrating. And we have an orphanage. And at that time, the orphans were living on the ground floor of our building. And I could hear them all screaming out the names of Krishna. I never heard them so serious. It was an earthquake. A serious earthquake. Somehow or other, because our building has a good foundation, actually, there wasn't any serious damage done. But just a couple hundred kilometers away, in a place called Kilari, approximately 20,000 people died in that 15-second time when the quake was shaking. And the people that died were houses either with no foundation or with very weak foundations. They were all sleeping. We don't know what this world has in store. I remember reflecting, because, you know, we have a hospital, the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and so many of our devotees were going there to try to help, relief work. But all of those people, when they went to sleep that night, none of them were thinking, I'll never see another sunrise. The mothers made their paratha dough to roll out in the morning for their children, had their books ready to go to school. The farmers, you know, they were resting early to go out early and be in the fields. The businessmen had all their plans for the next day's business. There was no warning. It just happened. They were sleeping. Bad foundations. The walls crumble. The roof falls down on them. They were gone. Foundations are very important. And the storms of life will come. Because according to the Gita, this world is created on the principle of dualities. Pleasure and pain. Success and failure. Victory and defeat. Honor and dishonor. Health and disease. Birth and death. Love and hate. When you have a coin, there's a heads and a tails. You cannot take the heads without the tails. If you pick up the coin, say, I like the heads. The tails are there. And it's just a matter of time till it flips over. So with the pleasures come the pains. With the honor comes the dishonor. With the happiness comes the distress. It's the nature of the world we live. Cannot change it. But how to live within it, but be above it. As it is said, to be in this world, but not of this world. It's about developing a very deep inner foundation in our life. A foundation of integrity. A foundation of real, substantial faith. A foundation of an experience of love within us due to the presence of Krishna or God within us that holds us strong through all situations and enables us to see the opportunity to grow, both in the good times and in the inevitable tragedies. There's a beautiful song by Govinda Das. Kamala dalajala jivana talamala bajala huda haripada itire. A saintly person is compared to a lotus flower. Have any of you ever done experiments with lotus flowers? Because I've read so much about lotus flowers in all this poetry, I had to see for myself. So I went to a pond where there were lotus flowers, and in all the poetry it says that when you put water on a lotus leaf, it comes right off. It says, all the troubles and problems and everything else of this world and all the contaminations of the world are like water on the leaf of a lotus flower. Somehow or other, the lotus leaf has a certain coating on it that water cannot stick to. You throw an entire pot of water on it, or drops of water on it, and the water just turns into a ball, a little ball, and it just rolls around and just flies right off. I just put more. He goes, amazing. And there's not the slightest trace that water has ever been there. It's totally dry. So even in the most muddy, contaminated situation, a saintly person remains clean, remains pure, maintains integrity, maintains character, maintains faith, maintains love. Love for God and love for every living being. Where does the lotus flower get its power? From its roots. Now, the lotus flower is very beautiful. It may be a pink lotus or a white lotus or a blue lotus. And everyone says, oh, so nice lotus. Look at the colors. Look at the smell the fragrance. But how many talk about the roots? Oh, lotus, you have good roots. But it's the roots that give it the color, that give it its transcendental nature. If you pull out the roots, it's finished. The roots cannot be seen. So in deep cultures of wisdom, people put most emphasis on things that cannot be seen. They don't put on things, but on qualities. And that is the substance of our existence within. This chanting of the holy names of the Lord is meant to awaken the inner strength of the soul. Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, when he was 70 years old on that cargo ship called Jaladuta, on a cargo ship, not an ocean liner. And this was an Indian cargo ship. Didn't come from San Diego or Los Angeles. It came from the King George Dockyards of Calcutta. How many of you would like to be on that cargo ship? And there was no doctors. There was no medical facilities. In the middle of an ocean, he had two heart attacks. At 70 years old, And he had immense seasickness. Only a person who has really been seasick can understand what it means to be seasick. I remember one time someone took me on a boat in Hawaii. I was thinking, oh, on a boat in Hawaii, how nice. And I got so seasick. And there were sharks. We could see sharks. Not too far away. And I said, I'm jumping in. Sharks or no sharks, I'm not staying on this boat. It's very, very difficult. In the middle of an ocean, seasick, heart attacks. And no one there to turn to except Krishna in his heart. And he wrote beautiful prayers just after that. He didn't pray, give me health, give me wealth, give me success. He prayed only for one thing. My Lord, let me just be your puppet. To be an instrument of your grace to uplift others. That's all. That's all he wanted. What would you pray for in that position? He was only praying to give us something without expecting anything in return. That is an example of a person whose foundation is deeply seated in love of God. In the Bible it is said, love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. That's the first and great commandment. And then after that, love your neighbor as yourself. If you love God, then you see your neighbor as a part of God. You cannot love anyone else unless you realize the innate love of your own for the essence within everyone's heart, which is Krishna, the part of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada often quoted, he had some amazing realizations on that ocean. He quoted from Bhagavad Gita often, second chapter, Apuryamanam Achalapratishtam, where Lord Krishna explains the quality of a saintly person is like the sea, the ocean. During the dry season, especially in India, many rivers dry up to nothing. And others, they dwindle to just trickles of water or little weak streams crawling into the ocean. During the monsoons, we have seen that same river may be 5 miles wide with millions of tons pouring into the ocean every minute. Does the ocean overflood in the monsoon season? Does it shrink during the dry season? The ocean remains the same because of the depth it has in and of itself. It is very important that the quality of our life has depth. It has meaning. It's focused on sacred ideals. If not, then whatever comes upon us affects us so much. We become angry. And what can anger do? It can destroy relationships. It can cause us to do things that we regret for the rest of our lives. Or temptations. We become victimized by our temptations, by our passions. It could put a scar, a blemish on our life till the day we die. It could cause havoc and regret. So many things may come. Depression. According to the World Health Organization, within the top three diseases of the world that are going to cause most pain and death, depression is one of them. Why do people get depressed? It's a very long subject. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist or any of those things, but it's obvious. People are so vulnerable emotionally to the ever-changing circumstances of life around them. But the same situation that could cause us depression, we can transform that. We can just transform our consciousness and grow and find opportunity in that situation. If we have inner substance, this chanting of the holy names, this Bhagavad Gita, and for that matter, all the true spiritual processes that God has revealed through the history of man, are meant to give us a very deep, profound foundation in life. The foundation of joy, inner love, and inner meaning. There's a beautiful story about Haridas Thakur. In the civilization he was living in, from a material perspective, he had everything going against him. Everything. The family he was born in, the way the society was. He was hated by so many people. And all he wanted to do was help them and serve them. It's a very beautiful but long story, but I'll just focus on one little part, with your permission. He was sentenced to death for no other reason but trying to give love of God to others. He was told, you can just practice your own bhakti, your own devotion in a cave or wherever you want. And we won't bother you. But just stop telling others about it. Because if you don't stop, we're going to have to torture you and kill you to set an example to others. His response was, he laughed. Now, he has all these guards against you. He's just a skinny little old man. He was actually not old at that time. He was just a skinny guy, and he was just standing all alone with the king and the high priests and the guards with weapons, and he laughed. He said, just see the power of Maya, or illusion. How you have been duped by this illusion. So you can cut my body into a million pieces and then cut each of those million pieces into another million pieces and cut all those into other more pieces. And every piece will be eager to share my love of God with others. Hare Krishna. Kill that animal. That was the sentence. torture and kill that animal. Beat him through 22 marketplaces until he breathes his last. These massive executioners with sticks and whips in their hand beat him and beat him and beat him from sunrise to sunset. But he didn't die. Finally, after all 22 marketplaces, the executioners looked at him and said, Haridas, what's going on? We've been doing this for many years. No one has ever lived beyond 2 or 3 marketplaces. You're still alive. Not only that, the whole time you're looking at us as if you feel sorry for us. We don't know what we're going to do with you. You're constantly chanting Krishna's names. Now, because we couldn't kill you and our arms don't work anymore, we're exhausted. We're going to get killed. Haridas said, oh, if I'm a disturbance to you, just watch and see what I do. And he just chanted God's names and smiled. And he died. So they threw him in the river after showing him to the king and the high priest. And they threw him in the river. He wasn't actually dead. He was in samadhi, where all the symptoms of life stopped. And then he floated down the river for some time. Then he came back to life, climbed out of the bank. Now, what would you do? He would probably think, well, they think I'm dead, so now I can just go somewhere. He climbed off to the bank and went right back to the town to meet the king and the executioners and the high priest. And at that time, they all fell at his feet and said, you really are a saint. We swear, please forgive us. He said, no problem. Just take the name of God. Be happy. And it is explained that throughout the entire ordeal, he was just praying to Krishna, please forgive them. If I've done anything that you have been pleased with, let all those credits go to give them love of God. That's not just an artificial, superficial thing. That is a man of great substance. And there are so many practical examples in today's world. So we should not just sell away the most meaningful reasons to live just to fit in, just sucked into the whirlpool of all sorts of expectations and superficial demands. Those things have their place. We may have a career, and we should do it well. We may have a family, and we raise it well. We may have so many responsibilities, worldly responsibilities, and they may be our duties, and we should do them well. But along with them, don't forget about that inner foundation that gives meaning, purpose to life, and that keeps us in touch with the supreme eternal reality of God or Krishna. That is why every day we are chanting the holy names. We are reading these beautiful books. We are discussing these things. We are living according to certain sacred moral principles. To fortify that foundation within us. And then, as our love of God awakens, as Krishna's beauty, Krishna's charm, Krishna's grace just attracts our hearts, then whatever may come, like that lotus flower, we can be transcendental. And with real focus, and clear thinking, we could deal with the situations of the world with spiritual integrity. These were a few thoughts I had as I was watching you dancing and singing during kirtan. Thank you for enlightening me. And I'm so happy to be with you. This is such a wonderful temple. And you are also wonderful. And we all have such wonderful opportunities. Let's just focus on those opportunities and grow together and share that wonderful experience with others. Pressure is good. Pressure is really good. Resistance is good. Should I speak a couple more minutes or should I end? You are very polite. An athlete. How does an athlete become strong? Not just by relaxing. Yes? Champion athletes don't relax. They work. And the more resistance, the stronger they have. Just like weightlifters. To lift something is resistance. The more resistance, the more you confront that resistance, challenge that resistance, you become stronger and stronger and stronger. Is that not true? In a runner, the resistance of the lungs, you become exhausted. Now, some people, they get tired and they just go, give me some Gatorade or something, but I don't know. Where's my chair? But a person who wants to be a champion runs and runs, and the lungs are saying, let me rest. And you're saying, no. Just keep pumping and pumping. And the lungs become strong. Resistance helps us in school. School is a challenge. We want to watch television. We want to play. We want to do so many things. But no, we study. It's resistance. We face it. We grow. So similarly, in spiritual life, when temptations come, temptations of lust, temptations of anger, temptations of envy, temptations of pride, when challenges come, things just don't go our way, we can get depressed. We can give up. But if we see it as an opportunity to grow, if we look within to build our foundation, to build our bhakti, our devotion, and live with those principles of integrity that we hold sacred, despite what happens, how much we grow, how much we access empowerment. That's the beauty of life. That's the wonder of life. And that's the grace of God. When Srila Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, that was not just a ordinary saying. When Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, he was talking about all those things that we're talking about today and millions of times more. It's the deepest statement, most profound sentence perhaps ever spoken. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Love God and be happy. Purify your heart and love God. Thank you very much. Would you like to say something, Giriraj Swami Maharaj? Would you like to eat prasad now, or should we have... another. Is there announcements, or should we have another kirtan? I am your.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami will be here until Wednesday. Tomorrow morning, Giriraj Swami will give the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and then on Tuesday, Maharaj will give Bhagavatam. Then he goes to Laguna Beach in San Diego. Hare Krishna.
Is there harmonium? Thank you for tolerating me so nicely. Would you like to dance? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari. Krishna Krishna Hari Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Riva, Hari Rama, Hey, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Ram Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.